Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast. It's episode 6 of series 12, our final episode of this series. As we head towards the Easter holidays, this will be our last podcast of this term, and as our clubs refresh each term, we'll start a new series once we're back for the start of series 13 in the summer term. So, on this final episode of the series, here's what we've got coming up. We hear about some fun facts all about Manolodge. We have features on Ramadan, musicals, dancers, supercars, and some jokes. Plus, our teacher interview this week is with Miss Amanor. Let's get things started with Otto from Year 6, who has researched some fun facts all about Manolodge.
Hello. Welcome to my part of the podcast. Today, I will be talking about all of the facts from historic to new about Manolodge School. Number one is the historic setting. The school is named after Manolodge Turret House, a Tudor building where Mary, Queen of Scots, was once imprisoned. It's got Victorian roots. Part of the main school building has been standing for over 130 years, dating back to the Victorian era. Number three, high achievers. The school is ranked in the top 2% of UK schools for academic achievement, with many students going on to earn scholarships. Number four, living roof. The Basil Flashman building features a living roof and a 320-seat retractable theatre and sports hall. In Manolodge, there are 459 students and over 60 clubs. Cafe at the Lodge. Unlike many schools, Manolodge has its own barista-style cafe where parents can grab a coffee after drop-off and use it as a WeWorks-style space. The Eco-status, school status. This school has maintained the Eco-school's green flag since 2011. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
Next are Idris, Layla and Anissa to tell us about Ramadan.
Welcome to our part of the podcast. Today we are going to talk about the month of Ramadan.
My name is Layla.
My name is Anissa.
My name is Idris.
Today we are going to ask some questions about Ramadan and answer them.
Well, Layla, what is Ramadan?
Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, observed by Muslims worldwide as a holy time for fasting, prayer, reflection and community, commemorating when the Quran was first revealed to Prophet Muhammad.
Thanks, Layla. A question for you, Anissa. Why do we fast?
Muslims fast during the holy month of Ramadan to fulfil a direct command from Allah, which is our God, which is one of the five pillars of Islam. It is an act of worship designed to show gratitude and self-discipline, while encouraging empathy for the less fortunate.
Thanks, Anissa. Idris, what happens after Ramadan?
Well, you see, after Ramadan, Muslims celebrate Eid al-Fitr, the festival of breaking the fast, marking the start of the new month, Shawwal. It is a time of joy, communal prayers, family visits, gift giving, and acts of charity. Many also fast for 6 days in Shawwal to continue the spiritual momentum.
Did you know that?
During Ramadan, Muslims are expected to fast. That means why you can't eat
or drink during sunset and sunlight hours.
And have a feast, and then you have a feast afterwards called Iftar.
Ramadan is a month long. It seems long, but it's actually quite short.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. And remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye.
On to entertainment next. Here is Iman from Year 4 with her top musicals.
Hello, my name is Iman and today I'll be talking about the top three musicals in the UK. Hamilton, a revolutionary high-energy musical blending hip-hop and history. Wicked, a blockbuster prequel to The Wizard of Oz focused on friendship. Wicked is a reimagining of The Wizard of Oz, acting as a prequel that tells the untold story of the friendship between Elphaba, the future Wicked Witch of the West, and Glinda, the future Good Witch. Lion King, a visually stunning, high-grossing production. Disney's The Lion King is a landmark, award-winning musical directed by Julie Taymor, featuring stunning puppetry African-inspired music by Lebo M and iconic songs by Elton John and Tim Rice. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Bye!
Now over to Ahana from Year 4 with her top dancers.
Hi, my name is Ahana and today I'm talking about the top 5 dancers. Number 1 is Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was an American recording artist, actor, producer, dancer, businessman and philanthropist. Often referred to by the horrific nickname, the King of the Pop. His contributes to music, dance and fashion, along with his publicized personal life, he made a global figure in popular culture for over 4 decades. Number 2, Prabhu Deva. Often credited as a Prabhu Deva, is an Indian film actor, director and dance choreographer, known for his works predominantly in Tamil, Telugu, cinema, Bollywood, Malayalam and Kannada films. In a career of spanning 25 years, he has performed and designed a wide range of dancing styles. He has garnered 2 National Film Awards for Best Choreography and has been widely referred in the media as an India's Michael Jackson. Number 3. Hrithik Roshan is an Indian film actor known for his versatility and work ethic in addition to great dramatic range. After small appearances as a child in several films throughout 1980s, Roshan has made his film debut in a leading role, Kahuna Paya Haya, in 2000. His performance in the film earned him Filmfare Awards for the Best Actor and Best Male Debut. He followed it with leading roles in Visa and Mission Kashmir, both released in 2000, and a multi-star blockbuster, Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham, in 2021. Number 4, Allu Arjun. He is a famous film actor known for his work in the Telugu cinema. He has won 2 Filmfare Best Telugu Awards, Actor Awards for Padu and Vedam, and 2 Nandi Special Jury Awards for Arya and Pidgeot, and Sign MAA Award for debut for Gandrati. In addition to films, he is currently the brand ambassador for Joy, Alux, Colgate, Lot Mobiles and 7-Up. He has a huge fan following in Kerala, and the fans call him Malu Arjun in Kerala. Number 5. Usher Raymond, born in 14th October 1978. Known mostly as Usher, is an American singer, songwriter, dancer, philanthropist, businessman and actor. He rose to fame in the late 1990s with release of its second album, My Way, which spawned his first Billboard Hot 100 number one hit, Nice Low. The album has been certified by 6 times platinum by the RIAA. His follow-up album, 1871, produced the Billboard Hot 100 summer one hits, You Remind Me and You Got It Bad. The album has been certified 4 times platinum by RIAA. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
Next we have Louis and Bobby from Year 5 to rev us up with their feature on supercars.
Hi, I'm Louis.
And I'm Bobby.
And we're in Year 5.
We're going to be talking about the top 10 sports cars, supercars and hypercars in
our opinion. Number one, the Lamborghini Aventador SVJ. The Lamborghini Aventador SVJ Super Veloz Jota is a track focused limited edition hypercar featuring a 770 CV 759 bhp 6.5 litre naturally aspirated V12 engine, making it one of the last non-hybrid Lamborghinis. It boasts a 2.8 second 0 to 62 miles per hour time and a 217 miles per hour top speed, with only 900 coupes and a 63 edition models produced. Models can exceed from £450,000 and £600,000 plus. For roadster models, this can exceed to 1.6 million.
McLaren P1. The McLaren P1 is a legendary hybrid hypercar that redefined performance when it debuted in 2013. Widely considered a member of the Holy Trinity alongside the Ferrari LaFerrari and Porsche 918 Spyder, it was designed as the spiritual successor to the iconic McLaren F1. Production and value. Limited run. Only 375 units were ever produced, ensuring extreme exclusivity. Pricing. Originally priced at approximately £866,000, which is $1.15 million, secondary market values now frequently exceed $2 million to $3 million, especially for special editions like the Carbon Series.
The Porsche 911 GT3 RS. The Porsche 911 GT3 RS is a road-approved, high-performance sports car designed for track position, featuring a 4.0-litre, naturally aspirated flat-six engine, producing 518 HP, 525 PS, and 9,000 RPM redline. It utilizes advanced active aerodynamics, creating up to 1,000 kilograms of downforce at 175 miles per hour, paired with a 7-speed PDK transmission. Prices start at around $250,000 to $300,000 before options.
Lamborghini Huracan. The Lamborghini Huracan, production 2014 to 2024, is a supercar powered by a 5.2-litre naturally aspirated V10 engine, producing 571 to 640+ HP and achieving 0 to 62 miles per hour in under 3 seconds. Featuring a 7-speed dual-clutch transmission, it was named after a 19th century Spanish fighting bull and is known for its iconic sharp-edged design by the hexagonal carbon atom, costing £125,000 to £300,000.
BMW M4. The BMW M4 is a high-performance coupe powered by a twin-turbo inline-six engine, known for its rapid acceleration, 0 to 62 miles per hour in 3.5 seconds for competition models, and available with rear-wheel drive or MX drive all-wheel drive, featuring aggressive styling, advanced M-specific tech like M-setup and drift analyzer, and lightweight materials like carbon fiber for improved dynamics, even offering sound settings and specialized versions like the CSL for extreme track focus.
Bugatti Chiron SS. The Bugatti Chiron Supersport SS is a high-performance, long-tail luxury hypercar designed for extreme top speed, boasting an 8-litre quad-turbo W16 engine that produces 1,578 bhp, 1,600 PS. It features enhanced aerodynamics, a 250mm long body, and a 273 meter top speed. Miles per hour. The car is priced around £5 million.
Koenigsegg Jesko. The Koenigsegg Jesko is a limited production, road legal Swedish hypercar, successor to the Koenigsegg Jera, introduced in 2019, boasting 1,280 HP on gasoline or 1,600 HP on E85 from a 5-litre twin-turbo V8. It features revolutionary 9-speed light-speed transmission, LST, and advanced aerodynamics, available in high downforce attack or low drag absolute variants.
Bugatti Bolide. The Bugatti Bolide is an extreme track-only hypercar limited to 40 units, representing the final most performance-focused iteration on the 8-litre W16 engine. It produces 1,600 HP or 1,850 HP in some iterations, weighs roughly 1,450 to 1,600 kg, and is designed for maximum downforce, aiming for sub 530 lap times. The Bugatti Roadline is a track-only hypercar limited to 40 units. It's priced at approximately £3.5 million.
The Ferrari Spider. Ferrari Spiders are the convertible variants of the Italian manufacturer's high-performance sports cars, featuring advanced retractable hardtops, RHD, and mid-rear or front-mounted engines. Models like the F8 Spider, 710 HP, and SF90 Spider, plug-in hybrid, deliver extreme open-top performance with 0 to 100 kilometers an hour times, around 3 seconds or less. The prices are £195,000.
The Lamborghini Revoluto.
Revolto.
The Lamborghini Revoluto is a 1015 CV plug-in hybrid HPEV, short for high performance electrified vehicle, that serves as the V12 powered successor to the Aventador, featuring three electric motors paired with a 6.5-litre naturally aspired V12 engine. Unveiled in 2023 for the brand's 60th anniversary, it marks Lamborghini's entry into the electric era with 0 to 62 miles per hour acceleration in 2.5 seconds, a top speed over 217 miles per hour, and a monofuselage carbon fibre casters. The Lamborghini Revoluto, a 1001 bhp V12 plug-in in hybrid, has a base price of approximately £450,000 to £460,000.
£600,000 plus USD before options.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye!
Ava and Sienna in Year 4 are here now to tickle us with their top jokes.
Hello, my name is Ava and I am Sienna. Today we are going to tell you about the top 20 jokes.
Number 1. Why did the cookie go to the hospital?
Because it was feeling crummy. Number 2. What do you call a sleeping bull?
Answer: a bulldozer. Number 3. Why was the maths book sad?
Answer: it had too many problems. Number 4. How do you make a tissue dance?
Answer: you put a little bogey on it.
Number 5. What do you call a bear with no teeth?
Answer: a gummy bear. Number 6. Why did the banana go to the doctor?
Answer: because it was peeling well.
Number 7. What did the ocean say to the beach?
Answer: nothing. It just waved.
Number 8. Why can't Elsa from Frozen have a balloon?
Answer: because she will let it go. Number 9. What do you call cheese that isn't yours? Answer: nacho cheese.
Number 10. Why was the broom late?
Answer: it swept in. Now, let's say goodbye by telling you a riddle.
Riddle: every night I'm told what to do, and each morning I do what I'm told, but I still don't escape your scold.
What am I? Answer, an alarm clock.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Bye. We round things off with our teacher interview for this episode. We've been delighted to have Miss Emmanuel as part of the Year 6 team this half term. And from Year 6, here are Sophie and Layla with their questions for her.
Hello and welcome to our part of the podcast. Today we are going to interview our new Year 6 teacher, Mrs. Emmanuel.
Hello.
If it's okay, we are going to ask you some questions for the Manor Lodge podcast. Sophie, you go ahead.
Thanks, Layla. Number one, have you taught at any other schools before Manor Lodge?
Yes, I have taught at a primary school called Underhill in Barnet, and I've taught at St. Helens School, which is a all-through school, so nursery all the way up until year 13.
Number two, how old were you when you started teaching?
I think I was about 24.
Number three, where did you grow up and go to school when you were younger?
I grew up in South London, so I went to school in this place called Tulse Hill. It's near Brixton. It's called St. Martin's in the Field High School for Girls. That's where it was, all girls school.
Number four, what was your favourite subject?
PE, definitely. Oh. And maths. PE and maths were my favourite.
Number five, is it true that you have played professional football? What is it like?
I would say semi-professional football. It's very interesting. It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of hard work because I did have a lot of coaches where you have certain things that you need to be doing. Work before training, after training. I also had gym sessions as well as football training and as well as matches. So it was a lot of work.
Number six, what other interests and passions do you have away from school?
Obviously, I like to play football. I like to go to the gym. I like to play multiple sports. I also do like to play on my PlayStation as well.
Wait, please? Oh, yeah. Number seven, what is your favourite food?
Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
I like Chinese. Number eight, what is your favourite movie?
Oh, that's difficult. Any Marvel film, probably Avengers Endgame. Yeah, that was a good
I
one.
I like that too. Number nine, what music do you like?
I like R&B. I also like rap music as well. Those are probably my main two.
Number 10, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
The best advice I've probably ever been given is if something knocks you down at the beginning, it doesn't matter. You just got to keep trying your best till you get the outcome you want.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Thank you for letting us interview you, Mrs. Emmanuel.
No problem.
Bye.
Thank you, girls. Thank you, Mrs. Emmanuel. And a big, big thanks to the children that have worked so hard to produce all the content of this term series. As mentioned earlier, we'll be back next term with a fresh batch of podcasters, some returning voices we've heard before, plus some new ones. Until then, on behalf of everyone at Manor Lodge, I'd like to wish you all a very happy Easter and hope you all have a cracking break. We'll close the show, as always, with music. Here is a piece created on Incredibox. Good, wicked ear in the mood and the flow. Move to the floor, make it shining like the gold. I'm a rock, I'm a star. Now, give me what you got.
Thank you for listening to the Manor Lodge School Podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.